Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Thursday, September the 23rd. What can I tell you? It's the first day of autumn. But this morning, it was really great. It was like, I think, in the low 60s this morning when I went out to get my newspaper. I mean, it was just absolutely lovely. It got a little warmer this afternoon. It's not summer, but you can kind of tell that summer is fading away, and autumn is coming in, although that transition in Texas is not as quick as it is in other parts of the country. But let's just say we're headed in that direction. That's all I can say. Well, the big story today is the famous whipping incident down on the border. If you have not heard the story, there was a Border Patrol agent on a horse, and they took a photo of this guy, and the photo was immediately, the photo went all over the world, and it was alleged that the Border Patrol agent was using a whip against a black man, in this case, a man from Haiti, who was one of the 15,000 or so who were there at the border. Well, this became an outrage, and you had people, my gosh, talking about slavery, Maxine Waters, talking about slavery, that we haven't seen this since the days of slavery. Well, it wasn't really that at all. The man, first of all, he didn't have a whip. What he was using was those things that you use to control the horse. I can't think of the name of it. And he certainly was not hitting the guy. It looked more like he was maybe moving the horse away from the guy. And maybe we don't know what the guy was doing also. I mean, that's the other part of the story. We're focusing on the Border Patrol agent, but we don't know what this man on the ground was doing to him. But anyway, this became a national story. And even to the point that now the White House has announced that they're not going to let Border Patrol agents use horses anymore, which is pretty stupid, because the horses are what they need to get around in that area. And in fact, the head of the union, the Border Patrol union, or the union of these particular people who work down there, Border Patrol union, I think it's called. This man came out and said, this is really demoralizing to attack our men and women like this. These are people who are doing their job. They're protecting the country from 15,000 people who showed up on your border. That's what they're doing. And yet they're catching flack from the White House. Even, you know, I guess even President Biden said something about this. And it just amazes me. It just amazes me the extent to which this White House is willing to go to satisfy the crazy stuff coming from the left. Look at the video. Well, I didn't see the video, honestly, but I saw the pictures. This man is not whipping anybody, meaning the agent. This was, the best you can say is that maybe he was pushing the guy away or using the horse to protect himself or something like that, but he's not using a whip on a man. In that situation, that all these analogies at slavery are completely stupid. First of all, this is a Border Patrol agent, you know, enforcing the laws of the United States. The man that he was confronting was a Haitian, in this case, who had violated the laws. And if you look at the picture, you kind of get the feeling that the agent was telling something to the man on the ground, and the man on the ground was not obeying him. So what's this agent supposed to do? This is what is wrong with this administration, that they immediately go and kiss the ring of the crazy left wing of their party rather than standing with the men and women who are trying to do a very difficult job on the border. This is a horrific job. We're asking these people to do way more than we've ever asked them to do before. You've got agents on the ground working 6 days a week. They're working overtime. You know, they have no time off. These people are being worked to death. They're being put in terrible conditions. And then when something like this happens, instead of the President of the United States coming out saying, look, I know that it may look bad, but I'm sure that was not the intention of the agent, and I support the men and women who are enforcing our immigration laws. No, he does the exact opposite. He they tell these people they cannot use horses anymore. I have no idea why. Apparently, I don't know. I guess they don't want horses. They don't want the people on the ground feeling intimidated by horses. I guess maybe that's the explanation. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. But what I do know is that we're hurting the morale of the men and women who work on Border Patrol. Look, we've talked about this, and we'll do it again on Friday when we do our weekly chat with George Rodriguez down on the border. But we're seeing more and more how this administration is just hurting the morale of the men and women who work at the Border Patrol. These are patriots. Most of them are Hispanics, by the way, if you see them being interviewed on television. Many of the leaders, many of the union leaders, many of the men and women right there on the border, protecting our border, are Hispanics. And yet you have this administration going after Hispanics who are working to enforce the laws of the United States. There's something wrong here. There is something deeply wrong with the Biden administration and the people surrounding him, because I'm not sure he himself honestly has a clue of what's going on. I hate to put it that way, but I really don't. I'm beginning to really wonder how much he actually knows what's going on. I will tell you this. This is hurting the Democrats incredibly, politically speaking, that is. And when you have a man like Doug Schoen, who is a Democrat political analyst, he's not a Republican, he's a Democrat who worked for the Clinton administration. And when you have a man like him saying that the Democrats are going to pay a very heavy price unless they change their politics, I think the Democrats better wake up, because this is not helping them at all. I just saw a statistic today: border crossings are like a 20-year high. So the question I ask is, who voted for this? Who said during the campaign, vote for me, and I'll let 2 million people come into the country? Who said that? Who said, vote for me, and I'm going to turn the U.S.-Mexico border into a chaos? Who voted for that? They never said that during the campaign. In fact, all they said during the campaign was that they were going to be more humanitarian than Donald Trump. The media never asked, what does that mean? What does that mean that you're going to be more humanitarian? Give me specifically what you're going to do. And now they find themselves in a situation where the border is a mess. They're paying a price politically for this. Henry Cuellar, who's a Democrat down on the border, he is being critical of the administration. All of these towns, little towns on the U.S. side of the border, all of those little Texas towns, most of them are run by Democrat mayors. And there's a long history of the Democrat Party in that region. A lot of those people are not happy with their Democrat president. So I don't know what they're thinking at the White House, but they're not living in reality in the White House. When you see an incident like this, where you have a Border Patrol agent on a horse, you have a man who broke the laws of the United States on the ground, and the first thing that the administration does is to go and criticize the guy on the horse who's a Border Patrol agent who is trying to keep order on the border. The first thing they do is they criticize the agent. There is something very, very wrong with this administration. I just don't know what else to say. The people who are running this administration, again, I don't think it's Joe Biden, they're hurting this country, and they're doing this country a tremendous harm by the policies they are executing. You know, this is crazy. That's all I can tell you. Absolutely crazy. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. It seems like the more we are learning about these Haitians who showed up on the border, the more that it's starting to look like some of these people came to the United States from South America. There was apparently many of them who were living in South America, in Chile, and in Brazil. And when they heard about the political change up here, they decided that it was a good time to get into the United States. Now, again, I don't criticize anybody who wants to live in the United States. Look, that's what happened to my family. But you cannot do it like we're watching on the border. That's just total chaos. And all that's doing, I think it's going to create a backlash. I really do. I think it's going to create a backlash, and you're going to see the voters in 2022 simply say, this is unacceptable. And they're going to take it out against President Biden and the Democrats. Just watch out. I think it's going to be a very nasty election for the Democrats. Well, let's talk a little bit about Meghan McCain. I have a post about this at the American Thinker this morning. Meghan McCain, of course, is the daughter of the late Senator McCain. Here in recent years, she's been one of the panelists on that show, The View, over at ABC. It's a daytime show. I don't watch it, to be honest with you, but I know many people do. I think they have an audience of a couple million people every day, so you know they have a lot of people who follow the show. I think the idea of the show was more of a program, I guess, for women, but it has become very political over the last few years. It's become a very political show, and a lot of outrageous things have been said on that show. Meghan McCain was supposed to be the conservative on the show, but she hasn't always lived up to that standard, especially with President Trump. Well, Meghan McCain, like others in the McCain family or others in the Bush family, were angry with Donald Trump because, let's just face it, Donald Trump said something pretty stupid, I think pretty stupid, about Senator McCain back in 2015. He said that he would rather see he liked more the prisoners who were not captured. I don't think that Donald Trump meant it as an attack on John McCain. Maybe he was just speaking out loud, didn't realize what he was saying. But the bottom line is that it was interpreted as if he was making fun of John McCain, who's a hero. He's an American hero, no matter how you slice it. And so obviously that hurt Meghan McCain, his daughter, also Mrs. McCain, his wife, and they took it out on Trump, and they took it out by supporting Biden in 2020. As it turned out, Meghan McCain is now not very happy with Joe Biden. She wrote an article, or was quoted in an article, basically saying that she doesn't recognize the man in the White House, that the man in the White House is not the guy she thought she was voting for. She thought she was voting for a moderate, you know, a man who would, you know, try to govern the country in a more moderate, let's just say serene way compared to the more eccentric Donald Trump. Well, that obviously hasn't turned out that way because there's nothing centrist about the policies of Joe Biden. Now, maybe 20, 30 years ago, Joe Biden was a centrist. I don't really remember, but he's certainly not a crazy liberal. That much we do know. But I think he was more of a moderate centrist Democrat, maybe. But let's just say that with respect to the way he's governing as president, there's nothing moderate about him. And I think Meghan McCain is now beginning to realize and beginning to say, look, I made a big mistake here. Now, she didn't say that. I'm saying that. But I think that's what I read between the lines, that I think she and many other people are beginning to realize that this was a huge mistake that they made, just voting for Biden, not because they were voting for Biden so much, but rather they were voting against Trump. And I think many of these people are starting to realize just exactly how bad that turned out to be for the country. I mean, the country right now is in deep trouble. And you can point your finger right at Joe Biden for many of those troubles we're in, from gasoline prices to this stupid situation on the border to look what just happened in Afghanistan. And it's going to get worse with the economy. It looks that way. So all of this, you can direct it at Joe Biden. On this day in history, 1957, Henry Aaron hit a walk-off home run to give the Milwaukee Braves the National League title. Must have been an exciting evening. Obviously, I don't remember, but it must have been an exciting evening in Milwaukee when they celebrated their first National League pennant. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.